Once I've told you 1,000 times, there is no coal in the dumbwaiter.
Shirley!
Yes?
Shirley! Yes? Shirley Feeney, let me ask you something. How could you do something like this?
Do what?
Oh, come on, don't deny it. Rosie Greenbaum's been calling up the whole world. Everybody in this neighborhood knows you're in trouble.
Carmine, this is not what you think it is.
Well, if it's not what I think it is, why are you going to see a Dr. Fishburne? Isn't he one of those doctors that delivers babies? Huh?
Oh, you sure do hear a lot of neat gossip down here in the mine shaft.
See? You see how rumors get started? All right. Yes, I did want Dr. Fishburne's number. However, it's not for me. It's for a friend of a friend of a friend of mine.
Ah, girl, Dr. Fishburne can't see me. He... What are you hollering about?
We heard that you was gonna have puppies.
I heard it from Rosie Greenbaum, and from what she told me, I thought it was Cheryl.
And from what you told me, we thought it was you.
Get rid of him here. Look, everybody, you're going to have to leave now.
Shirley is right. Come on, fellas, let's go.
No.
Here's your face. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I didn't mean to jump to conclusions. Look, if you need any help, just call on the Big Red Girl, huh?
Okay, Carmine, this isn't what you think it is. Keep it under your hat, will you?
Sure. Okay, you two clowns, let's go out of here.
Wait a minute. Who died and made you boss?
I did. Now I gotta take orders from a dead man.
Mrs. Babbitt?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a minute? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, those stupid idiots, they think they're so smart. Yeah, imagine thinking something like that about Laverne. It's terrible. Some people. What is the problem?
We think Laverne is pregnant.
That's what I thought it was. How did this happen? I mean, why?
Well, we're not sure, but we think it was a month ago at Max Schatz's birthday party.
Oh, the big honcho at the brewery?
Right, right. The party went on until all hours of the morning, and I didn't get home until 3 a.m. myself.
Yeah, I remember. That's the night you fell down the steps.
Yes. Anyway, Laverne stayed at the party to try and win this dumb chug-a-lug contest, and she didn't get home till 6 in the morning.
Was she hungover?
Did I tell you I met this terrific guy tonight?
Oh, that cute Mr. Kenmore from accounting.
Was he there? No, it wasn't him. It was a guy I'd never seen before. Must have been one of those crashes. He took me for a little walk around the batch, you know, to clear my head. I really liked him. And he really liked me, too. He kept saying, "You know, baby, you're beautiful when you're chugging brew." Wasn't that nice of him?
That was real pretty.
Yeah.
What is this? Your back's sopping wet.
Oh. Ah! Did you pass out in a gutter? I did not pass out in a gutter. Passed out in a vat.
Never do it. It's really dank and dark in there.
Oh, this must be burned.
No! I'll rinse it out later. Well, did I tell you I was taking a little nap in the vats there? I had this really wild dream.
Oh, that one about Julius LaRosa doing your toenails?
No, this was another one. This one was about me and this Jim, what's his name, getting married.
Oh, married.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just the two of us. Me and him. In the vats. Nice, short ceremony. Then we went on our honeymoon.
Honeymoon?
Yeah.
Oh, where did you go?
Seemed like Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is nice.
Yeah, it must have been all that beer rushing around.
What did you do on your honeymoon?
Why, do most people do on Yeah, he was real nice. Too bad it was a dream.
You're in the vats.
We're in the vats.
And
me and the cutie in the vats.
Water
me and
rushing
the cutie
around.
Rushing
Jim
around water.
Name.
What is
okay.
that? Jim,
what
Jim,
I don't know. What happened?
Don't look at me.
I don't know what happened.
That's a
lot.
Chug-a-lugging. Chug-a-lugging.
Chug-a-lugging. Okay.
Yes, the contest.
Who was there?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
And who? Who were the fellas?
The guys from the payroll department.
Oh, Blackjack and
Yeah, they were there. Oh, both
Blackjack
of them. All of them
there.
Were there.
For
the
play. Okay.
And I don't remember.
Remember.
What
remember.
Happened?
I don't
think.
Remember
think.
What happened. What happened?
Okay.
I won the contest.
Yeah, I won.
I won.
You won.
I won the contest. I won. Yes, and they wanted to make me an honorary guy. So...
They gave me the shorts!
Oh, you see there? You know, for a minute I... Well, never mind.
Never you mind. Yeah, but don't worry, dear. I'm telling you, nothing happened. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure. Sure nothing happened. Anyway, we didn't think any more about it until Laverne started getting the sickness in the mornings and...
Oh, I see.
Well... I don't know why I'm bothering you with all this. Laverne and I are handling it rather well.
Does she know for sure yet?
No.
Well, since this Dr. Fishburne is on vacation, do you know another gynecologist?
No.
Has Laverne told her father yet?
No. I guess we're not handling this too well.
No. Listen, I know a great gynecologist. Dr. Goodwin. He delivered all five of my kids. And if I call him, I know that he'll see Laverne right away.
Oh, really?
And not only that, the best part is he gives you cloth gowns instead of paper.
Oh, wow.
Listen, and another thing, Shirley. I think Laverne should tell her father before he hears about it from somebody else. It's terrible to hear something like that on the street. That's how I found out about my first baby. Listen, I'm going to call Dr. Goodwin right now.
Oh, okay.
If there's anything else you need, just call me.
All right. Oh, Mrs. Babbage.
Yeah? Oh, thank you.
Favor, will you? The next time you park it, remember to put the top up, okay?
I'm sorry, I've had a lot on my mind lately.
Look, I know you're scared.
I'm not scared.
You're not?
No, I just want to get this whole thing over with. All right, I'm a little scared. Look, let's just go see Dr. Goodwin, huh? No, no, come on, let's
no,
go now.
No,
let's
not,
go now.
Not
right now, no, sit down.
Your appointment isn't for an hour and a half. You can't here. Sit around an office full of expectant mothers. They'll hate you. You'll be the only one there who can cross her legs.
I don't want to be pregnant. I'll gain so much weight. I'll be fat. No one will date me. Why are you laughing at me at a time like this?
I'm just trying to cheer you up, that's all. The bright side of things.
Well, yeah.
You might not be.
Yeah?
Yeah, you said yourself that the fellas were making you an honorary man, so they gave you those shorts.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know anymore, but what else could possibly make me sick every morning?
Hello. You know, I've gone with you as far as I can go. The rest is up to you and the best to your manly abilities. So.
Okay, goodbye. We don't have time for this now. Get out.
Shut.
Shirley, this is real life stuff here. Now, Laverne and Lenny would like to be left alone. So maybe we could step into the bedroom
Are
together.
Are you crazy? I'm
All right, don't stop me, woman. Come on.
What is going on there?
He ain't gonna hurt her, Laverne.
Well, he better not if he knows what's good for him. What do you want?
Maybe you ought to sit down, huh, Laverne?
Len, I can make it the rest of the way.
I like your hat.
Oh, thanks. I like your tie. Well?
I can't stay too long on account I gotta be at work by 11, you know? I mean, I got this humongous pile of beer kegs that's got to go out to Green Bay before tomorrow or else I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. I can tell you that.
Len, why don't you sit down here?
Oh,
you're making
sure.
me a little dizzy there.
Okay. Just right
here? Right
okay.
here, just here. Nice.
Better?
Yeah, much better. Now, what were you saying?
Well, me and Squiggy were talking, you see, and
yeah.
we know all about your plight. And, well, we decided your kid ought to have a last name.
Huh?
Yeah, on account of if he don't, the poor little guy's never going to get any mail.
What are you trying to say, Len?
Okay. Well, me and Squiggy flipped a coin. to decide which of us would volunteer to be your husband.
Oh. And you lost, huh?
No, I won. Now, Kosnowski's a pretty good name, Laverne. I had it practically all my life. My grandfather told me it means, help, there's a hog in my kitchen.
That's nice.
No, that is a lie. You don't know about me, Laverne. I mean, I'm a pretty deep guy.
Listen, Len. Len, wait,
what? Yeah, you sit down.
We'll both stay there. Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that even though I've always been a big swinger and everything, never want to settle down and nothing, you know, the famous lone wolf and everything. I just want you to know that I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to take the dispatcher's test. I'm going to make a good living. Plus, I'll practically never hit you, nothing. And anyway, I like you, and I'd like you to marry me.
Len?
Yeah?
Come up here where I could see your face. You big dope. Oh, I'm real flattered that you asked me to marry you here. But I can't accept.
How come?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about getting married lately, and... Well, I don't even know if I'm... I didn't even know if I did. I don't want to get married just because I'm in trouble. I mean, wouldn't be fair to you. Wouldn't be fair to me. And it wouldn't be fair to the good name of Kosnowski. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I got you.
But I want you to know you're a great friend, Len. And a real sweet guy. Thanks. What happened to you? Squiggy shoved snow down your back?
He told me what Lenny was gonna do. I think that's the most beautiful, wonderful, adorable thing I've ever heard of in my whole life. What did you tell him?
I told him I would marry him.
You told him you would marry him. Are you crazy?
Oh, I was just kidding you. See, I was trying to cheer you up.
Don't do that.
Come on, let's go to the doctor. It's time for my appointment.
Yes,
now,
I know.
Okay?
Oh, I have something to...
Who is that?
That is probably your father.
What? What, are you crazy? What is he doing here?
Fair question. I think, and Mrs. Babish agrees with me, that you ought to tell your father about your problem.
What, are you crazy? He'll kill me!
Look! Do you
Hello
you
in
find
there!
Find that out on the streets from a stranger?
Hello!
Yes! That'll be better! Let him kill them, not me! Get rid of him! Get rid of all!
I don't know his name!
Chef quit!
No.
He threw a pizza in my face. Now I got a good deal all over. They want a pepperoni? They want it with cheese, buns. All ready with you. I got it. Give it to me. I love
him. Why on earth would Tony quit?
The bum says he can't understand. Yeah, Laverne in there?
Yes, she is.
I got to see Laverne. Laverne!
Okay. Don't hit her! Hail Mary, full of grace. Don't let him hit her in the face.
Muff! Something wrong? You want to talk? All right. When you feel like talking, call me. I got to go back to the pizza.
Pop?
Yeah?
I want to talk.
So talk!
Everything's a mess, Pop.
Who are you talking to, me or the wall? Yeah, that's better. What is it?
I can't.
Come on. Nothing could be so bad. Tell me, what is it?
Pop, I think I'm pregnant.
You think? You're not sure?
I just think.
Listen, Martha. I want you to understand one thing. I love you very much. Understand? Me and you. Family. Familia. Close. When you hurt, I hurt. Something bother you, bothers me. Understand? I love you. Now I gotta yell. How can anybody so smart be so stupid? I wanna know how. A dummy. I gotta go get him. I'll bring him by the throat like this. I'll make a pepperoni. I'll break it out. Well, it does. It's okay. Who's the father?
You don't know him. It doesn't matter. I'm never going to see him again.
Italian?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Pop. Please don't hate me.
No, what hate you? Hate you. I love you. You're my family. You're me. I'm you. Don't worry about it. You gonna see a doctor?
Your show's waiting for me now to take him.
Come on. Go ahead. Get dressed. Yeah, put on his hat. Yes, yeah, all right.
I need a sleeve first.
Remember the last time we did this?
When I was a little girl.
I had the peanut. Where's the peanut? Hey! It's all right, sweetheart. Look at your nose.
Pop, you what? Gotta open your fingers.
All right. Let's, you know, you go to the doctor, you find out. Either way, I want to know. All right?
Thanks, Pop.
Thank you.